720 WGN. Hey there, it's Amy Guth with you till 4 o'clock. Hanging out in the next couple hours. Thanks for keeping me company and spending time with me on your Labor Day. Hope you're relaxing and time off from your labors and just able to chill for a bit. But for those of you also working, shout out to you for working on a holiday for sure. All right. So we are joined now by Gary Goyke. I'm sorry. I can't even read my own writing. And he is the president of Citizens for a Scenic Wisconsin. And he joins us now by phone to talk about an upcoming conference, the 2019 Scenic Wisconsin Leadership Conference. Gary, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us
today. Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon to all your listeners. This is great. Thank you for having us on the show today.
Oh, gladly. Thanks for taking the time on Labor Day to join us. So to talk to
it's beautiful here in Wisconsin right now.
It's beautiful here in Chicago, too, for sure. A little bit of clouds out there, but it's mostly sunny and lovely. It's great. Well, so tell us about this conference that you have coming up.
We are a part of Scenic America, which really started with Lady Bird Johnson and the highway beautification programs. And we have a group here in Wisconsin, and we are doing our first ever Scenic Wisconsin Leadership Conference in Wauwatosa, just outside of Milwaukee. And we're doing that in October, a beautiful time of the year to visit. And we are focusing, quite interestingly, on a new office that our state created. Wisconsin just created an Office of Outdoor Recreation as part of our Department of Tourism. And it's not just water parks, which are great, or it's getting people outdoors and promoting more activities, more exercise, taking advantage of the scenic beauty of the state. So we're very excited about doing this, and I appreciate the station's interest in letting people know about it.
Oh, well, certainly. It's an interesting conference because I was reading through the website and looking at some of the sessions that are on the agenda, and it seems like this very interesting intersection of health and activity and recreation and tourism and history and conservation kind of all in one thing.
Absolutely right. So we believe in agricultural tourism as well, since the state, about a third of our economy in Wisconsin is related to agriculture. About a third is related to tourism, and the other third into manufacturing. And so this is important for us to look at that. So you're going to notice on that agenda that we talk about barns, and of course we're talking about farmland. Unfortunately, Wisconsin ranks number one in the nation for the current rate of foreclosures on farms. So part of what we're doing is to say, how can a small farm or any farm stay in operation by maybe doing a pumpkin patch or a corn maze or raising some kind of a new crop or specializing in animals? So we want to promote that end of our state to make sure that people can continue to live in the communities that they love and cherish. And so we're intersecting with the barn preservation, farm preservation programs, along with urban interests to get out and exercise, as you say, and enjoy the beautiful lands that Wisconsin has. And our governor, our new governor, is very supportive in that new Office of Tourism. This is a young woman that was a marketing director for the Wisconsin Film Festival, and she has become the Secretary of Tourism. She is your age, and she's dynamite, and she's bringing a lot of new interest to this whole subject.
It's a very interesting subject, and I know I've been reporting on and thinking about and talking about agriculture lately, and all the there's a lot going on for farmers right now, particularly in light of the tariffs and the growing season. The rain delayed a lot of planting.
You're absolutely right. I mean, all of these factors pull into this. We also have the gentleman who started wedding barns, and there's a little controversy with this. Some of the local bartenders don't necessarily like to have a wedding barn outside of town where a wedding can be held, but these are generally historic barns that are used for special occasions, but they're really promoted in our state as wedding destinations, and they've been very popular and really a lot of fun. There are young couples that want to get out and experience that, or they themselves or their parents grew up on farms, and they the setting to the whole theme of the wedding, what your family is like, you know, who's all in your family, where are they from, is another part of that as well.
That's so interesting. And you know, I think in an age of social media when it's all about getting the picture for so many people.
You're right. Yeah. No, absolutely it is. But this is, I'm just excited about the new leadership in this department because it is, Wisconsin's economy really does depend on tourism. Mm-hmm. Wherever we can be creative and branch out into areas. Plus, it's good for our health. It's good for urban kids to get out and explore and to get to know the parks better. So we're going to be promoting a lot of that. The city of Wauwatosa is about 47,000 people right next to Milwaukee. We have the mayor of Wauwatosa coming. We have other elected officials that are coming to speak to us about what they intend to do to enhance tourism. Very bipartisan. We try to keep it with what's good for the state of Wisconsin.
What was the catalyst for you for creating this conference and having all this together? What's your kind of guiding star here?
It was actually a fear that we're losing some of those battles and that we need to reinvent. I mean, Lady Bird Johnson, who I mentioned at the start of our interview, talked about highway beautification, which is how we got started. That's part of it. People do spend a lot of time on their car. And they do want the surroundings to be peaceful and beautiful. And so we've taken it a step further in Wisconsin. And we say, well, that scenic beauty where you're going to could be on a bike, it could be on a hiking trail, it could be on a boat or a canoe. And we want to preserve what we have and we want to let people know we're serious. We want to fight these battles. We know this is good public policy, and we're not going to go away. We're going to be there. And so the conference is there to remind people that and gather others, new people, to what we're doing in the state.
And at the end of the conference, what is the pie in the sky for you of what you will have hopefully accomplished by the end of it?
We're really looking to get more young people involved. The people who are in the barn preservation movement have a touch more gray hair than you do.
I don't know. And, I got a lot.
Well, it's premature. We want to make sure that the young families get a chance to be talked to. And so we're focusing on things, public lands. Our state treasurer is going to speak about all the lands that are in forest that Wisconsin currently has and how the revenues from those are done. And that goes to support libraries in our state, which, of course, is for young people in the school system. And so we want to enhance those programs. We want to re-educate the public, and we want to ask them to join hands and to help us have a scenic Wisconsin. That's what we're really all about.
Wonderful. And so how can people get involved, maybe who aren't in Wisconsin or just nearby, maybe those in Illinois? How can they support
this? Well, there
this?
Are chapters in other states. Illinois does have people that are very active as well, as does Iowa and Minnesota. Your listening audience goes into Indiana as well. I know there are people there. But those, you mentioned the social media sites and the websites. We do have a Scenic Wisconsin, Citizens for a Scenic Wisconsin website. And they can get in touch with us. We'll do our best to respond. This whole barn preservation, wedding barn, building green belts around communities are things that we can do. We don't need permission to do them. We can just gather together and come up with ways in which to achieve that in small ways, and it all makes a big difference in the long run.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Well, it's really, really great work that you're doing there, and I appreciate you joining us today to talk about it.
Oh, I'm honored. I'm very honored. And happy Labor Day to you, too.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, that was Gary Goyke. He is the president of Citizens for a Scenic Wisconsin. For those of you who follow me on Twitter, I'm going to be sure and tweet out a link to the conference he was talking about, as well as to that organization, because it's a really interesting idea there. And I love this, you know, what other topic can you bring health and recreation and tourism and historic preservation and environmental conservation all together and under one roof? Not many, that's what. So pleasure talking with him about that.